We turn it on every day, fill up a glass, and take a gulp.
The safety of the tap water is absolutely excellent.
Tom Jacobus runs the Washington Aqueduct, where the drinking water for D.C., Arlington County, and the city of Falls Church is treated and distributed, meeting all EPA standards.
For people to go to their homes, to drink the water in their home, to fill a bottle and take it with them to work, all of those things are an excellent use of tap water.
But a decade down the road, the standards for treating water could change. The water quality industry is keeping its eye on what it calls emerging contaminants. Things like prescription drugs, hormones, organic and toxic chemicals showing up in rivers and streams worldwide, including the Potomac River. Carlton Haywood, the executive director of the Interstate Commission on the Potomac River Basin, says these chemicals were not showing up in water quality readings 20 years ago, and our water treatment system is not designed to filter them out.
You can now measure things like caffeine in rivers and prescription drugs.
These emerging contaminants are measuring at trace amounts in the river, and there's no conclusive evidence they are harmful to our health. So there's no requirement we test for them in drinking water.
There are literally tens of thousands of pharmaceuticals, and EPA is struggling to regulate categories of them to determine what the human dose response effects are. That's the whole issue. At what level is there a threat?
Along the Alexandria waterfront, while dozens of people enjoy walking along the Potomac, no one is willing to jump in. Trisha Michelson considered it.
I've thought about doing a triathlon here, but I don't want to swim in the Potomac.
Turns out, you really shouldn't.
I wouldn't encourage anyone to go there and swim because there's a pond in the district.
Colin Burrell with the district's water quality division says E. coli levels in the Potomac do not stay consistently below EPA standards, so the city cannot lift the ban. While it works to improve the state of the river, the city is also teaming up with USGS and local agencies to monitor emerging chemicals in the water to find more conclusive data.
Generally speaking, they're all at concentrations that are lower than levels that have been shown to have an impact on fish or humans. So we don't know that it's a problem, but we know that those things are out there.
In Alexandria, Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.